We're going to stay in Africa for our GeoQuiz today, but head a bit southeast of Sudan. Our destination today is an island off the coast of East Africa. 50 years ago, it joined up with a former African colony named Tanganyika. Together, they became the United Republic of Tanzania. The island's name conjures up an image of an exotic, faraway place, something that just might show up in an old Hollywood film starring Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Lions may roar, leopards may growl, savages may shout.
All right, let's fade that back. This adventure film was called The Road to... Oh, that's where you come in. The Road to where? Hopefully the name of the island's on the tip of your tongue. If not, imagine the flavor of this island's famous cloves and cinnamon and cardamom on your tongue. Hold that thought and hold your tongue. We're back with the answer in five. We're looking for an East African island for our GeoQuiz today. The island of Zanzibar is the answer, and it happens to be the place that inspired a Hollywood classic featuring Bob Hope and Bing Crosby called The Road to Zanzibar. There's one scene where the duo is singing as the two are carried in chairs through the jungle. You get the idea. A lot has obviously changed since then. But as reporter Matthew Brunwasser discovered, visitors still come from far and wide to sample Zanzibar's unique spices.
As we travel the bumpy back roads of Zanzibar's main island, guide Fuad Mohammed tells us that most of the spices found here are transplants. They come from the island's centuries of colonization by the Portuguese, Omanis, and British. But the spice trade is taking a back seat these days.
The tourism now is much bigger because only clove, we grow big production for export, only clove.
As we drive, Fuad gestures at the lush green tropical landscape and the red rich soil.
All right, we'll get off here. I have to give you a short introduction about coconut, because Zanzibar, we have three different types of coconut palm. We have East African tall, king coconut palm, and the hybrid coconut palm.
There are a lot of coconuts in Zanzibar. The trees are everywhere, and people sell them from creatively arranged piles. A coconut seller opens one by smacking it against a tree and offers the sweet milk. The tour involves more than just looking. As he chews, I ask Akker Ackerman how this coconut compares to the ones he gets back home in Amsterdam.
Way better. I once tasted one that tasted like soap. Like chewing on a bar of soap. This one is way better.
More juicy.
Yeah, more juicy.
Let's go to see cinnamon trees.
Zanzibar is known as a crossroads for rare and delicate spices from the east. But perhaps not surprisingly, the spices that resonate most with tourists are the ones you can find dried at supermarkets.
We call these cinnamon trees, and botanical name Cinnamon silanix. Only we have to take the bark from the trunk like this. We are not take round. If you peel round, you'll kill the trees.
The cloves for which Zanzibar is famous are bright red buds growing on trees. The Indonesian ones are bigger, Fuad says, but Zanzibar's have a sharper flavor. Then we see ginger plants with big red flowers and thick green leaves.
Do the leaves smell like ginger?
Yeah.
They do as well.
You can smell. You can chew as well if you like, but very hot.
Tina Tran from Sydney, Australia, says that she learned something important about fresh spices.
And it has the same flavors you have in the powder, but in the fresh form it's more subtle and tastier. Just like the coconut or the cinnamon or the cardamom. It's not so pungent as you would get in a dried form.
While being a foodie may be fashionable these days in many parts of the world, Zanzibaris have been up on their spices for centuries, not just to flavor their food, but for medicine and foreign trade. Now they are once again retooling their spice know-how for the newest industry on the ancient island, international tourism. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Stone Town, Zanzibar.